Hey, accent learner, I just wanted you to know that the Accent Training Podcast is officially available on YouTube. If YouTube is your preferred app for listening to podcasts or improving your English in general, make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast YouTube channel. Welcome to the Accent Training Club podcast, a podcast where I help you harness the potential of your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto, from Canada, and I'm making another great episode on Clubhouse here. However, I've just got a small audience with a couple of regulars. We've got Adriana and Mr. Alexander. However, today I won't be bringing anybody up to speak. I'll just be speaking on my own, just, well, to get through this session here nice and quickly. So, what we're going to be working with today is a very commonly used reduction and method of connected speech in spoken English. This is when words ending with the letter T link with the words you or your. We'll often drop a couple of the letters from either you or your, and we'll mush it together to sound like a chew or ch when ending words. Here's a couple of examples here, just so you can start to open your ears to this concept. Didn't you go? Didn't you? Notice it's not a didn't you or didn't you, but didn't you? Didn't you go? Another here. We want you here. Want and you, again, blending those sounds together from want and you to be just a wantcha. We wantcha here. Another word that we do this with, as I mentioned just a minute ago, is the word your. Your. Here's a quick little example with that. It's not your fault. Not and your. It's not your fault. Another one here. Can't your friend help? Can't. And your, we're mushing them together to sound like a cancher. Can't your friend? Reducing T endings with you, reducing T endings with your, that is going to be the topic of today's episode. Now, just before we get into that, I've got one quick little thing that I've got to bring up, folks. And this is the fact that, as I've mentioned in the past, this podcast is available on all different apps, and on those apps, you know that you want to hit subscribe, you know that you want to hit like, leave a nice little comment. This helps other people find these episodes, and just as well, it makes sure that you are updated as soon as new information comes out from me about the American accent, so you want to make sure that you subscribe to this. Now, one other thing that I've got to mention is that I have a video course available talking about these concepts and other ways that you can control your speech stress in the American accent by making your letter T quicker and quieter, or sometimes stronger. Sometimes it disappears, or else, as we're seeing today, the sound changes altogether to be a ch. All of this information is available in my video course. Send a message on Instagram or check the link in the description and you can get nice, easy access to that on demand. All right, so let's take things from here. Let's jump into today's lesson and work on blending and connecting our speech. So, words ending in a T. We connect this, we blend this with the words you or your, and we make it sound like a chew or a ch. Now, this is very commonly done in spoken English. The word you is what we're taking there, or your, and we're reducing the vowel that's in that word, the oo, and we're making it into a schwa, something I've discussed a little bit on the podcast in the past. A schwa is just an unstressed vowel sound. It sounds like you, changes to y. So let's put this to work right here, and let's see how we can get the hang of this. Listen closely and repeat after me. We're going to link words ending with a T with you, and it's going to sound like chew or ch. The first one here, didn't you? Didn't you go? Here's another one for you. That and you, we're going to link together like thatcha. I think that you should. Thatcha. I think that you should. And here's another one for you. Let and you. I'll let you take it. I'll let you take it. I'm mushing them together. I'm not pronouncing let you. I'll let you take it. That's how a robot would say that, really. That's how Siri speaks, or Alexa. And it's too clear, it's too perfect. We want to mush those together. Letcha. I'll let you take it. Now, the other concept that we're seeing here, beyond just the word you, is the word your. Same thing happens. We reduce the OU in the middle to be just a schwa sound, an And we make it like this. Chur, chur. Here's a quick example for you. Rest your eyes. Rest your. We're taking that O and U, we're reducing it, and we're taking the word rest and blending it with the Y. Rest your. Rest your eyes. Now, rest your eyes is just a nice way of saying, take a nap. You know, get some rest. To rest your eyes. Just closing your eyes for a little bit. Here's another one for you. Not and your. Not your. Not your. It's not your fault. Now, I discussed this one a couple minutes ago. Practice that again with me right here. It's not your fault. Not your. It's not your fault. Here's one more for you folks. That and your. That your. I hope that you're all right. I hope that you're all right. That your. So the key to getting the hang of this is repetition. It's recognizing when you want to reduce you or your, and it's all about blending it with the word that comes before it, provided that that word ends in a T. Now we've got one last thing that we're going to see here today, folks. One last thing, and then we're going to wrap this one up. As I mentioned, nice, quick, easy lesson, something you can take on the go. Few idiomatic expressions. Let's see what we've got here. Repeat back to me. Lost your. Lost your. Lost your touch. I see you haven't lost your touch with cooking. Or I see you haven't lost your touch playing the piano. Lost your. What does that mean if somebody has lost their touch? Lost your touch. Well, that is to fall behind in a particular skill. It means that you haven't practiced a skill for quite some time and you're not up to par with it. Lost your touch. Here's another one for you here. Betcha. I'll bet you that they'll show up late. Betcha. Bet and you are the two words there, and we're bringing them together to be betcha. This is saying, I am very confident about something. I'm confident about whatever it is that I'm saying. It's not a literal wager. You know, a bet is a wager, putting money down and saying, I believe that I'm right, and if I'm wrong, you can take my money. That's a bet. But we aren't making a literal wager here. We aren't putting down money. This is just a figure of speech. It's to say, I'm very confident. I'll bet you everybody's going to love this episode. Betcha. Now I've got one more idiomatic expression for you folks, and then we're going to wrap this one up for today. That's what you get. Whatcha. What and you. Whatcha. That's what you get. That's what you get when you don't sleep early. That's what you get. That's like saying, that's the consequence for your actions. That's what you get. These idioms, that's what you get. Lost your touch, bet you that. Easy enough to work into your daily life. I'm sure you could find some point in your day that you could tell people one of these things. In saying this, repeating it, that's the key to remembering it. Within the next 24 hours, try and tell somebody one of those. Just repeat it. Repeat exactly what I said in a context that suits you. And I can assure you that you will see a huge boost in your ability to recall these. Now, how else can you boost your ability to recall these? Well, you've got to check out the video course, folks. You've got to check out the video course. And if you want to check out that video course, well, there's two ways to go about it. One is you can send me a message on Instagram and I will set you up. I'll set you up with a nice discount link so that you can access that video course, have lifetime access, 4 hours of on-demand video, tons of practice materials, tons of quizzes, things to test your knowledge. And I can assure you that this video course is going to play a major role in developing your use of syllable stress. So check it out, check the link in the description, send me a message on Instagram, and I will set you up. Well, thank you very much for tuning in today, and also for my audience here on Clubhouse, thank you very much for tuning on in. I've just got another gentleman here who's joined in, and if this person is curious, I'd be happy to bring them on up in a minute and give them a couple tips one-on-one. I've got to get to wrapping up this episode for today, so have a wonderful day. Enjoy your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. Enjoy whatever's coming up ahead of you and take it on with confidence in your English potential. You know that you can develop these things. You know that you can boost the way that you link your words, connect your speech, blend your sounds. It's all about practicing. So take notes of the things that we've mentioned today. Check the description and you'll find all the words and idioms listed and work these into your daily life. Have a good one. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.